Although he insists that his new novel, Tumbledown, which involves a counselor at a Southern California mental health facility and some of his clients, is not strictly autobiographical, writer Robert Boswell says it is very much based on experiences he had working as a mental health counselor during the late 1970s and early 1980s.
I knew I would always write about those years sooner or later, but I waited a long time, and then once I started, I took my time to put it together. It came together slowly, and it changed as I was working on it, and I was patient with it.
One of the critical elements of the novel is Boswell's employment of a new point of view in fiction, the unreliable, omniscient narrator, a voice that could see everything, but is not necessarily telling the reader everything. This point of view, although new to Boswell's writing, was obvious to him in our surroundings, such as GPS units and other technology, and its fallibility.
We believe in our phones and our computers and other forms of technology with an almost religious faith. And as we all know, they often let us down. And nonetheless, we go right back to them and invest that faith in them again.
This unreliable yet all-knowing narrative voice had its seeds planted back in Boswell's mental health counseling days when he assessed what clients' needs would be.
The main character, James Candler, has the same kind of counseling job that I had back then, which is that he's an evaluator. I would see other counselors' clients. They would send them to me for 2 or 3 week evaluations, and I would give them an enormous battery of tests.
He often administered IQ tests and, over time, came to realize that test results were not always what they seemed to be. As colleagues adhered more closely to the findings in those exams, he notes, he became more unreliable in his reporting. Still, he says, his reports were treated with a certain reverence.
I felt like they were unreliable in two ways. One, that the test scores would be overvalued, and two, that knowing that, I was trying to fix that error by skewing things a little bit in the client's favor. My reports became a form of unreliable omniscience.
Since its late summer release, Tumbledown has been well received by critics, though many reviews mention that Boswell often takes his time in letting some scenes unfold. A few of those critics have seen this as the only real fault of the book, while others have remarked that this patience with the story is one of the elements that makes Tumbledown both a novel of its time and one that recalls the work of earlier writers such as George Eliot and Edith Wharton.
Chekhov says that every book has to discover its own form, and I feel like this book reads like an old-fashioned novel. And then at the same time, the fact that it's unreliable turns that old-fashioned narrator on its head. So I'm hopeful that it seems both old-fashioned and brand new at the same time. And really, that's what fiction is always doing. You know, the novelist is always looking at the great novels and trying to put a new twist on them.
Robert Boswell reads from Tumbledown tonight at Watermark Books. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.